over to Jilly.
Good morning. Good to see you all. So we've come to praise the Lord, and we're going to start firstly with Jesus is King, and then we'll go into You Are the King of Glory. My able assistant will put on the music.
Oh,
prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we want to thank you because you are such a wonderful God, a powerful God, a wise God, a living God. We praise you. We want to glorify you, Lord, in all that we do. What a wonderful God. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And all persons within that one Godhead are very, very special to us. And we want to thank you for who you are and for what you do. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for all people in need. We pray, Lord, for those who care for people. We thank you, Lord, for all the work that they do, professionals and volunteers. Oh Lord, there is so much going on in your world that we want to thank you for. But Lord, where there is mistrust, where there is war and aggression, Lord, we want it all defeated. We want Satan's rule come to an end. We want you, Lord, to have all the power. And we want to obey your calling. We want to be there for you in any way and at any time that you call upon us. Lord, we offer our lives once again in your service. Take us, Lord, and use us. And may the glory be yours and yours alone. Today we specially pray for Rach, Bruce's colleague, and for that reply that he needs to say. Give him the right words, Lord. Words that might reach out to a very difficult situation and yet bring comfort and wisdom. We pray for Hannah. A good friend at work has committed suicide, and we don't know any details, Lord, but we know that Hannah and other work colleagues will be very sad today, and we ask that you would be with them and with the young man's family at this time. We pray for April, who on the 30th will be at the hospital. You know, Lord, all that she's been going through. We ask that you would be her healer and that you would be with the family as they wait and are concerned. We pray for Stuart and Jean. Lord, poor Stuart's had a very hard time. Lord, we pray for a miracle of healing. Lord, he has served you for so many years, and he's been an inspiration to many of us. Lord, help him through this very difficult time. And Lord, it's amazing all that Jean is doing for him, all that she does for him. And yet, Lord, her faith is strong. She still is one of us. She serves you, Lord, in so many different ways. And we want you to be her strength. We want you to equip her for the present situation particularly. We want to pray for Deborah, who's having these palpitations. She lives on her own, Lord, and she's quite weak since her husband died 6 years ago. And Lord, she feels so lonely. We pray that you would be her healer. Lord, we pray that you would help us all through any trials or troubles that we may encounter. And through it all, Lord, help us to remain faithful. We pray for each other. We pray for Stephen and for his family. We pray for Jilly, for Robert and their family. We pray for Richard, who's away at the moment, and ask that you would be all that he needs and that you would keep him safe. We pray for Rachel. We pray for her family. And Lord, we ask that you would be her healer, that you would give her extra strength and make it easier for her to get about. We thank you, Lord, for her faith and for her service to you. We pray for Brian. Oh, Lord, he's such a good example of a volunteer. And we know, Lord, at the coffee morning and lunches, he does so much in preparation for those occasions. Be with him, Lord. Equip him for his discipleship. He's not frightened to speak for you, Lord, and we thank you for that. And we pray also for his son. Be with them both and be all that they need. We pray for Graham. Graham's not having an easy time at the moment, Lord. We pray that you would be all that he needs. We pray for his friends. We pray for his family, especially for his brother Gary. Be with them all, Lord, and meet their needs, we pray. We pray for our friend Bruce. Oh, Lord, we've already prayed concerning the special need, but we pray that you would equip Bruce for his ministry. We thank you for all that he does. We thank you for the support in our worship that we all receive from him. We pray that you would keep him strong. We pray, Lord, for each other. We pray for Rita. She's been very concerned about April, as you know, Lord. But we pray that you would be Rita's companion. She lives on her own. Be her healer, Lord. Help her to get rid of that terrible pain. We pray, Lord, for Sarah. We pray for her, for her family, her friends, her neighbors. But we pray, Lord, that you would keep her strong, that you would be her healer, that you would be her companion. And we thank you, Lord, for the concern that she has for others. And we pray, Lord, as we pray for her, we will pray for Dennis, Joan, Sarah and Chris, and be with them, Lord, you know their situation. Lord, be with us each one. Help us today, help us in the future. Lord, our earnest prayer would be that we live lives that please you, that bring you the glory and the honor. And so, Lord, when we leave our service this morning, may we go home with confidence that you are on our side. And with Jesus there, we can never fail, because he is our Savior. He is the one we are to follow. And we have the Spirit available to empower and equip us. We have a Father who loves us. We are his children. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are. Amen.
Thank you, Jerry.
So following our prayers, we're going to sing for the joys and for the sorrows. And what does it say in the chorus? For this I have Jesus.
Over to Stephen.
The Bible reading is from James chapter 1 verses 2 to 13. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me," for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Amen.
Amen. We're going to sing "As the Deer Pants for the Water," and the chorus includes, "You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you." And just to kind of warn you, in the chorus there's a pause between line 2 and 3.
Thank you.
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 says these words, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. That verse was the verse that was given to me when I was baptized as a believer back in 1960. Can I say that I thought the pastor, I loved him, but I thought he was mad to give me that. But he knew best. God knew best. And what I will say to you now is that no one except God will stop me sharing God's word. So, our message today, last week we were only on verse 1 of James, and the message was, who is James? Who was James? What did James do? And today, looking at verses 2 until 12, turning trials into triumphs. And you know, if we're going to turn trials into triumphs, we must obey 4 imperatives. I've got 4 words, and we'll come back to them in a moment, but the 4 are consider, know, let, and ask. Or we can put it another way, there are 4 essentials for victory in trials. A joyful attitude, an understanding mind, a surrendered will, and a heart that wants to believe. And we're going to look at those 4. So the first word was consider, comes from verse 2, and the title was a joyful attitude. Outlook determines outcome, and attitude determines action. Can I just say that again? Outlook determines outcome, and attitude determines action. Now God tells us to expect trials. Because we are God's scattered people and not God's sheltered people, we must experience trials. We cannot always expect everything to go our way. Oh no. Some trials come simply because we are human. Sickness, accidents, disappointments, etc. Other trials come because we are Christians. Satan fights us, the world opposes us, and this makes for a battle. But we must not judge God. We must not judge God on his work from what we see today. Because his work, of course, is not yet finished. Only he sees the finished pattern. So the key word, consider, it means to evaluate. And when Paul became a Christian, he evaluated his life and he set new goals and new priorities. Things that were once important to him became rubbish in the light of his own experience. When we evaluate the trials of life, we must evaluate them in the light of what God is doing for us. And this explains why the dedicated Christian can have joy in the midst of trials. Even the Lord, after all, was able to endure the cross because of the joy that was set before him. That was the joy of returning to heaven and sharing his glory with the church. So you see, our values determine our evaluation. If we value comfort more than character, then trials will certainly upset us. So when trials come, immediately let's just give thanks to God and adopt a joyful attitude. But how is it possible to rejoice in the midst of trials? The answer is found in what follows here in James. So number two, we need an understanding mind. That's where the word know comes in. What do we know that makes it easier to face trials and benefit from them? What makes it easier? Well, number one, faith is always tested. God tests us to increase our faith and bring out the best in us. Satan tempts us to bring out the worst. We need to be careful, don't we? Testing works for us, not against us. Testing improves our character. Trials, rightly used, help us to mature. Yeah, we need that maturity, don't we? What God wants to produce in us is patience. And I'm sure he's had a difficulty with me on that one, but never mind. So number three, looking now at verse 4 and also verses 9 to 11, we need a surrendered will. And the word is let. Let God build our character. But he cannot build our character without our cooperation. If we resist, he chastens us into submission. But if we submit, he can rarely and truly accomplish his work. God builds our character before he calls us to service. He spent 25 years working in Abraham, 13 years in Joseph's life, and believe it or not, 50 years preparing Moses for 40 years of service. So, although God through his Spirit works in us before he calls us to service, he also continues, obviously, to work in us as we serve, so that we become more and more like him. And that's essential. Yeah, he prepares us for service. He helps us mature. He works in us as we serve. The power of the Spirit is so obviously available for us. And why? To help us become, James says, more and more like Jesus. And the last one, the word is ask. And it's verses 5 to 8, and the title is A Believing Heart. How essential it is. We say we're believers. Do we believe with all our heart? The people that James wrote to had a problem with their praying. So James said, ask for wisdom. Why do we need wisdom when going through trials? Why not ask for strength or grace or even deliverance? It is, my friends, because we need wisdom so that we do not waste the opportunities God is giving for us to grow and mature. Wisdom helps us understand how to use the circumstances for our good and for God's glory. James not only explained what to ask for, but he also described how to ask. How? We are to ask in faith. That's where believing prayer comes in, isn't it? We do not have to be afraid, because God is anxious to answer, and he will never scold us. He gives us more grace, verse 6. He also gives us more wisdom. But the greatest enemy to answered prayer is unbelief. We need believing prayer, don't we? We then are to endure temptation and trials, accepting them with joy, because we know that God tests us. It will also improve our patience, and it will help form our character. Be joyful then when God is working in us, for he seeks to help us to grow spiritually. God's purpose, my friends, in trials is maturity. Oh, that we grow in grace. Oh, that we grow in maturity. Oh, that we grow in faith, in the strength of our belief. Oh, that we grow more and more like Jesus every day. That's the challenge we find here in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 12. Let us pray. Lord, help us to turn trials into triumphs. We know we can only do this with your help, God. But we know that you are there for us. We know that the power of the Spirit is sufficient. We can grow. We can mature. We can be more and more like Jesus, because you are on our side, and with you, trials can be turned into triumphs. Bless you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
So this next one's a little bit different. Graham Kendrick wrote a song based on those verses in James, so it seemed initially appropriate to sing it, but I wasn't sure we'd know it. So what we've done is put Graham on the CD. But you might like to join in the choruses, or if you know it, join in all of it.
Lift up your heart.
beautiful song. And we're going to finish with "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this version. It has a bit of a country feel to it. So we're going out on a high. But it was all a high, but you know what I mean. And thankfully, through the worship and the word, my headache was going off. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. It was the best thing to do, worship him, right? So, thank you, Stephen.
There's an instrumental between the verses.
The scoop because you're a laptop.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry. I said.